What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And no, I'm taking phone calls. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Georgia. Right. Jeff's on the ban list. All right. Thanks an awful lot. All right. So getting on back to domestic politics. Apparently, Maxine Waters had a bit of a meltdown on the floor of the Congress. And it was triggered off by one of the other members of Congress basically getting up, saying that we need to try and figure out what unites us rather than what divides us. This was from Pennsylvania Representative Mike Kelly. Now, as you know, the Democratic political machine basically exploits division to get votes. Whites against blacks, gays against straights, men against women, young against old, so forth and so on. They don't want a unified nation. They can't function in a unified nation. They don't have anything else to basically campaign on other than divisiveness. The feminist card, the abortion card, and on and on. We saw that all through 2016. That's all Hillary ever talked about, with, you know, the women and the gays and all the rest, and the Black Lives Matter. That's all they got. So Maxine kind of exploded in response and played her double card of being a black woman and basically came to say that she resented making America great again. Because in her mind, a great America, a unified America, is someplace where the Democrats can't really function. But the Democratic Party did it to themselves. They took the quick and expedient, jingo-based approach to their campaigns. They didn't really have any policies and platforms. You got people like Nancy Pelosi out there admitting that if they were able to take Congress back this November, the first thing they're going to do is raise taxes. And aren't you all being taxed enough? And it's one thing to be taxed and quite another to not have that money come back to your community. Now, other nations have high taxes, especially over in Europe. But in those countries, you get things. You get free education. You get medical care. You get decent streets, decent mass transportation. Here in the United States, you're still paying those taxes, but you have to borrow money to go to school. You have to pay huge amounts of money for health insurance that won't cover most medical bills under the deductible, so you have to pay for that as well. And Pelosi thinks that's just fine. That's a perfectly working model. We just need to get a little bit more money away from you. And if you look at all of the Democratic strongholds all across this country, where the Democrats are in charge of cities or counties, they're disasters. Huge amounts of money being taken away from the people, and somehow it's not getting back to them. Crime is rampant in the streets. The law-abiding citizens are disarmed. The murder rates are up. The Democrats, the liberal Democrats, are living in a dream world, and that's been a big problem with liberalism all along. They're campaigning on what they imagine the world could be and get very angry with anybody who refuses to go along with the fairy tale. And again, that's because the entire political, philosophical foundation of liberalism goes back to an intellectual fraud, coming of age in Samoa by Margaret Mead, which sold the idea that we are all born with a completely blank mind and that everything that we think is a result of the environment. And so the liberal justification for trying to control everything is, if we control everything around you, we will control what's inside your mind and you will be a happy little mushroom. And it doesn't work that way. Mead's book was a fraud. It's been documented. She made so many mistakes in that book. She went down there to basically prove a preset agenda. And, of course, the liberals still hold Mead up as an icon, because her book is the foundation of their entire justification for tinkering with everybody's life. Okay, now... Here's another Democratic congressman, actually a former Democratic congressman. His name is Mel Reynolds, and he used to be a Democratic congressman from Chicago, but he's decided he's given up on America because he just had his third criminal conviction, and now he's had it. He's given up. He's going to move to Africa when he gets out of prison. Okay. Now, Rosie O'Donnell is trying to recover from the revelation that she exceeded campaign finance laws by donating way too much money using four different names and five addresses. And get this, right now she's out there saying she didn't know she was breaking the law when she did this. She just decided she needed to use four names and five addresses. It doesn't mean there was anything wrong there. Of course, you know what the judge is going to say. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, which is rather thin. I mean, back in the days when the law was simple and knowable. But today, even most lawyers don't know all the law. So let's talk about the economic news now. Apparently, the Fed is looking at the end of quantitative easing right as mortgage rates begin to soar. And that, to me, looks like that's a collision waiting to happen. Now, California just gave itself a $200 per year tax income increase for every new home that exists. So that's about a 2% gain on your annual property tax. And it's not going to help because taxes have gone so high in California that Californians are moving out. They're moving to more rural Midwestern areas where life is a little more reasonable. And I'm sure that the deteriorating conditions inside California from the illegal immigrant influx is contributing to that as well. Now, when Claire and I were in San Francisco, when I was working on Day After Tomorrow, it's a beautiful city. And we really liked being there. And frankly, if the company where I'd worked on Day After Tomorrow had offered me a permanent job, I would have taken it. And we would have moved back there. But looking at San Francisco today, we're hearing all these stories about urine and feces in the streets and just trash everywhere. Starting to look like basically any other democratic city. Now, over in the European Union, and this is the reason why that Israeli member of parliament went ballistic and said, Europe has lost it. Oh, and by the way, somebody wrote on in and said that the Express put my comment back up. Apparently, they read my update on the webpage or something. But anyway, the European Union is moving to defend companies from U.S. sanctions against Iran. And one major argument against the U.S. withdrawal was the impact it would have on U.S. relations with the other parties to the deal, including European allies. And that's certainly true. It has driven a major wedge between Europe and the United States. And Europe is now scrambling to strike back against the U.S. Measures. And they're trying to figure out some safeguards. They're even talking about the EU passing laws basically blocking sanctions and saying they don't apply here anymore. And the only reason U.S. sanctions have any teeth is the number of countries who will go along with them. But all of a sudden, that is starting to break. They may have gone to this well a few too many times. Over in France, they're out there saying, say, Bruno de Marie, are we America's vassals? And so France is now vowing to go on trading with Iran and to defy U.S. what they term economic policemen. He's saying it's time for all European states to open their eyes and stop being puppets of the United States. This is not going well for the United States government. And they've been a superpower for so long, since at least since the end of the Cold War. They just got used to the idea, we're running the planet. Everybody will do what we say. Well, that's rapidly falling away between our economic fragility and the demonstrated poor performance of our weaponry in Syria. More and more of the world are saying that the U.S. is a paper tiger. It's becoming an empty suit. And they're not afraid as much as they used to be. And they're certainly not showing any respect, because we have behaved in a very disrespectful fashion. Iran is out there saying that the U.S. exit from the P5+1 deal will not impact oil exports. Well, it will in one significant way. None of that oil is coming to the United States. And you're going to feel that pain at the gas pump. Iran's going to find plenty of other customers for their oil. Certainly, it looks like they're going to go on selling to Europe, and they'll find other markets. Now, there's an interesting little article over here in Sputnik News, Why Soros, Goldman Sachs, Wall Street Tycoons Embrace Bitcoin. And they're basically saying that George Soros and Wall Street Tycoons have warmed up toward Bitcoin. And there's a warning coming from Tom McGregor, who's a Beijing-based political analyst and Asia-Pacific commentator for China's national TV broadcaster, CNTV, saying that these cryptocurrencies can be used for ill-gotten gains to the point where they pose a grave threat to national currencies. They could be used in a pyramid scheme where you con so many people to pour their cash into Bitcoin that national currencies can be depleted. Now, remember, George Soros made his reputation and his money as the man who broke the Bank of England. So is he getting ready to do the same thing again with Bitcoin? See, it's one thing when you have real, sound, honest money, silver, gold, other hard commodity-based assets. They can be manipulated, but not that much, because their value is stable. When you have a fiat currency like the British pound sterling or the U.S. Federal Reserve note or Bitcoin, the potential for manipulation is much, much greater. And I think there's a reasonable concern here that if too many people were to get into Bitcoin, that it would be just a Ponzi scheme to loot those people's wealth, a pump and dump, only with Bitcoin instead of stocks. And I've always had caution towards cryptocurrencies. I like the underlying idea of a medium of exchange not under the control of private central banks. But the problem is there's nothing good that comes into this world that the bankers cannot turn to evil purpose. And that seems to be the case with the Bitcoin as well. Now, the Russian ruble is being basically pulled up with the oil price rally. And so the world's biggest energy exporter, they're doing good. They have recovered from that ill-conceived oil price war that caused so much damage to Venezuela and Saudi Arabia, U.S. fracking companies. Now that oil prices are going up, Russia is doing much, much better. Here's an interesting little article that came on out commenting on the fact that both Amazon and Google seem to be going after each other's core businesses. I mean, they carved themselves out a very comfortable niche, and they're doing incredibly well. But now they're starting to get delusions of grandeur and go into the other person's business. Now, there are a lot of good reasons why they shouldn't do that. One of the best American companies, used to be at any rate, was Hewlett-Packard, and I first became aware of their product when I worked at JPL. And I love their calculators, but when Messrs. Hewlett and Packard left the company, it kind of went downhill. But their management style was something that really should be studied by anybody who wants to start a business. Very small management, very organized small teams working on specific projects. And I think it was Hewlett who always used to say, we stick with the knitting, which was his way of saying, there's this one thing that we do really well, and that's we make really good instruments and calculators. And we just stick with that, and we will be happy. And it's a warning that you shouldn't confuse having an expertise in one area, saying that, well, I'm now smart enough to go on to other areas. So we're seeing what's going to happen with Amazon and Google. But apparently Amazon now wants to get in on digital advertising, and they have lots of shopping product searching data to mine. And Google is now partnering with Walmart and Target for e-commerce. Now, Google doesn't have just search data. They have whole browsing history, geographic movements, your emails, offline purchases, Android Pay. Amazon knows what you bought on Amazon, but Google knows what you bought basically everywhere else. We could actually see a war between the two of them. Frankly, given Google's recent treatment of the truth movement, I hope Amazon wins. Over in Great Britain, the British people are getting very, very angry with the House of Lords. And it's a little different from the House of Representatives and the Senate here. In Parliament, there's the House of Commons who are elected, and the House of Lords who just get to be there because they're rich. And the House of Lords is supposed to just monitor legislation and provide guidance, not try to run some unelected dictatorship in which they clearly do not believe that the little people are capable of thinking for themselves. And the House of Lords is trying to find a way to wreck the Brexit deal. And now it's coming on out that more than a few of the members of the House of Lords are receiving huge farming subsidies directly from the European Union. So there's a clear conflict of interest. And the British are wondering, who's keeping an eye on the House of Lords? There's a lot of tough talk going on over there about maybe it's time for the House of Lords to go away. Over in Germany, there's a tremendous outrage there. This is from Sputnik News. Millions of Germans are living in poverty while the Islamist refugees are paid thousands of euros. This is coming from the Alternative for Germany party. And they're pointing the finger of blame at Angela Merkel and her open-door migrant policy. And it's a major source of criticism for her and her government because Germany is spending generously on migrant welfare, including migrants who formerly had ties to Islamist terrorist groups. And the Alternative for Germany party is saying that more money should be allocated to take care of struggling German pensioners. And I'm fully in agreement. The priorities for Merkel should be Germany and the Germans. But she's caught up in this New World Order globalist government and dreams of the day that her rear end gets to polish the seat of that golden throne of planet Earth. Now, the Alternative for Germany party is also slamming a proposal to allow these former Daesh terrorists to bring their families into Germany as well. And I think the German people are just getting very, very upset with all of this. Now, there's a bit of a political divide that is taking place in the European Union. There are two camps. There is the integration camp, which is being championed by Emmanuel Macron. And then there is the let's not integrate any more than we have because it's already a mess camp. Which is actually coming from Merkel, even though she has the open border. But Germany is saying Macron's vision for more European integration just goes way, way too far because he's talking about a European minister for finance, a separate Eurozone budget, and a new European parliament that might actually have some authority as opposed to the current one. Now, Merkel might agree there is a need for a change to how the Eurozone operates, but first has to contend with the coalition government, which is not so easy to convince because her coalition government is starting to fall apart. Macron is out there saying that without the complete integration into the United States of Europe, the EU is nearing its demise. He may actually be correct on that. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm just looking at updates on what's going on with our volcano here. And the volcanic gases have finally reached Oahu. My eyes are stinging right now. Okay, now, getting on back to the news. First of all, relative to that promo that we just did, Republic Broadcasting does need your help. We're in a serious fight here to get the truth out to the American people before we all get led down the primrose lane into another global war that in all likelihood is going to go nuclear. Because whichever side is losing will resort to those weapons. It almost doesn't matter which side wins or loses. I think the U.S. is going to lose, but the U.S. could actually win. And at that point, somebody else with nuclear weapons will resort to them. That's why we have to stop this insanity from happening. And as I said earlier in the show, we need to stop focusing on trying to change the government. It does not want to change. And we have to basically focus all of that same energy on simply informing the public. Get them away from corporate media. Get them pointed at independent media. So that's why Republic Broadcasting needs your help. And if you can help, please do. There is no such thing as too small a donation. The postal address to send check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 03. The network will thank you. Now, interestingly enough, the battle in California over sanctuary status is really cranking up. And now Santa Clarita has become the first city in Los Angeles County to vote against the sanctuary state status. And it was a very raucous meeting. A lot of the open borders people were out there screaming that everybody there was a racist. And I'd like to point out, illegal isn't a race. And if you're an illegal immigrant and you break the law, you should be afraid of law enforcement. So it was raucous. But again, the open borders people are out there saying that anybody who's not willing to allow MS-13 or a bunch of rapists or contagious people into our country, we're being racist. No, we're just trying to be practical. And again, once again, it shows how liberals are, they're out of touch with reality. They're living their dream world that all these refugees and immigrants are going to come on in and we're going to just hug and hug and hug. And the reality is quite different, but they don't want to look at that. You try and force them to look at that and they scream that you're racist, or they cry and get their Play-Doh or their little bubble wrap or whatever it is that they do to deal with their stresses and tensions. Now, according to the Customs and Border Protection Agency, the National Guard is making an impact at the U.S.-Mexico line, mostly by freeing up the credentialed border protection personnel to go on out and actually do their job, which is to arrest people on the wrong side of the border or basically send them back. They've also captured 1,000 pounds of marijuana and apparently turned back 451 people who attempted to illegally cross the border. Now, remember that Central American caravan that came into California and they all got on in? Because Governor Jerry Brown did not send the National Guard down there, as Donald Trump asked him to do. Everybody who is aiding, abetting, transporting, housing, or hiring an illegal immigrant is in violation of Title VIII. This is not an issue of a political philosophy. It is the law. Now, over in London, as you know, they have a real problem with violent crime, much of it connected with their refugee crisis. And despite gun control, there are a lot of guns as well as knives being used out there. Now they're talking about a knife ban so that only the bad guys will have large knives and the law-abiding Brits will be reduced to carrying a Swiss Army knife, which are useful but not really in a fight. So Mayor Sadiq Khan went on the air to announce his latest campaign. He's going to start a campaign to ban junk food ads across the capital. Londoners are being knifed to death, and Sadiq Khan thinks the enemy is cheeseburgers. And he's already being ridiculed about this. And this, how out of touch are you? But, you know, that's something politicians will do. If there's a situation they can't solve and they can't do anything about, they'll try and change the focus. Oh, this is a crisis. You know, fatty junk foods, that's the crisis. I'm going to do something about that. Pay no attention to all the dead bodies. That's how politicians work. And I'm glad the Londoners basically called him on that. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're just finishing up on the immigration issue. Apparently, over in San Francisco, they have decided they're going to allow non-citizens to vote in the school board elections. They're just giving California away to the illegal immigrant population. They're just giving it away. California is definitely off our list. When Claire and I finally have the means to move back to the mainland, as much as we liked California when we lived there, we wouldn't go back. We wouldn't, absolutely. Okay, there have been a couple of unfortunate gun events, actually only one real gun event, over in Palmdale, California, at the Highland High School, there's a 14-year-old boy who was arrested for shooting another teenager in the arm. Now, the teenager who got shot in the arm, apparently relatively minor, he took himself to the hospital. And the 14-year-old shooter apparently is a male Hispanic. Now, there was also a report of a shooting at an elementary school just 7 miles away, still within the city of Palmdale. Turned out that was a false alarm. Article coming on out of Russia Insider saying the Skripals will most likely never be allowed to talk. Now, as you know, this whole situation with the Skripals smells like a set-up job. In all likelihood, what they actually had suffered from was severe food poisoning, and somebody said, well, we can use this to bash Russia. We can use this to smear Putin and just demonize Russia all that much more. And they made some rather wild claims about Novichok, about how it was only available in Russia, and it turned out that was a complete lie. They can make it right there in Port and Downs. Other countries have it. And then they claimed that the doorknob of the Skripal's home was painted with something like 50 grams of Novichok, which would have poisoned the entire neighborhood. One of the samples sent to a lab identified a contaminant that's only available from the United States. And finally, of course, the media has now shut down the story. The prevailing rumor is there was a D notice issued on the story. So Russian diplomats and family members are very angry over the fact that Britain is not allowing any contact at all with either of the Skripals. They're holding Sergei and Lulia incommunicado. For all intents and purposes, it's a kidnapping. Still trying to protect the lie. All hail the lie. The lie must be protected. All right, so you're going to love this one. Not too long ago, we talked about how South Carolina passed a law equating criticism of the government of Israel with anti-Semitism, which is like saying that the only reason people ever criticize the Nazis is they hate Germans, and criminalizing it. If you say anything bad about the government of Israel in South Carolina, you will be in trouble. Well, it's getting even worse than that because apparently the Connecticut legislature has passed a law requiring Holocaust education in all state high schools. You will accept your brainwashing. Now, I have two problems with that. First and foremost is there are reasons to doubt the Orthodox story of World War II, primarily based on how badly we were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons. And Israel is trying to basically force this on all school kids. Remember with Spielberg out the other day saying, oh yes, it should be a mandatory part of education. My second problem I have with this is how is this kind of indoctrination going to help these kids get into a college or a decent job? Shouldn't these kids be learning how to read properly, how to write, how to do math, science, engineering, problem solve? That's a big problem. Our schools are not educating our kids. Our kids' test scores are in decline against the rest of the world. One of the reasons that corporations are demanding more H-1B visa workers is because these workers come in from other countries fully educated and ready to go. And our schools are producing graduates, if you'll pardon the term, who are not all that literate, certainly not math literate. They don't really have the skills needed for the decent jobs, and on top of which, they're saddled with thousands of dollars of college loans. And by the way, the interest on those loans just went up 0.5%. So the college loan bubble just got a lot worse. But I think the people of Connecticut need to ask what the heck is going on, where the schools are just out there not educating our kids, just telling them to believe. Believe in the 6 million. Believe in the gas chambers. We don't need to show you any proof and pay no attention to people who've got proof to the contrary. Just believe. If you're a loyal Israeli, American citizen, you will just believe as we tell you to believe. That's a good little mushroom. All right, so let's talk about our local volcano because, again, far from over. Apparently, the volume of the toxic gas coming out of the East Rift Zone on the Big Island is increasing. There are now 15 fissures. At the moment, none of them are have lava flowing. It's basically sealed over. But the tilt meters are now showing the deformation starting to increase again, and that suggests magma is moving even further to the southeast, where it may break out again. Now, the real problem is scientists are very concerned over the sudden drop of lava in the Kilauea crater. And originally, they were saying their concern was that if it goes below the water table, that water would start getting into the channels and there would be steam-generated explosions and a large event. Well, now they're upping that a little bit and saying the concern is that the sudden drop of the lava level may mean that the pipe that connects that crater to the magma chamber below has become plugged and pressure is building up behind it. And if the plug were to let go, there would be a very significant eruption. And we're talking about an eruption where the ash cloud could actually reach the mainland, and it would be flinging these multi-ton boulders for miles. So Volcano National Park is closed. And again, we're keeping an eye on it. But the whole planet is rocking and rolling here. Let's take some phone calls. Curtis in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Curtis, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm listening to your callers and your program, and I would argue that Europe has been controlled by the deep state longer than the U.S. has. Would you agree with that?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by the deep state. I'm sure that every nation has their own form of the deep state inside, but you're talking about the globalists.
Okay, yeah. I'm talking about the globalist agenda that we're basically have been against. And my point is that somebody makes a statement saying that Europe is our historic allies. Okay, now, mainstream, yeah, we've seen that. But now that we know, listening to programs like yours, that these people are controlled by the globalist agenda, and of course they're going to go against whatever, if they see we're trying to get away from that, and one of those ways is that Iran deal, then of course they're going to be against what we're doing, what Trump's doing. But, I mean, if they don't understand by now that these European heads of states are not our friends, when will they ever? I mean, are they not listening to us? Are they going back to what they remember back in World War II or from what the mainstream has always said about Europe? You see my point?
Well, I think it is a fallacy to imagine that there is some single monolithic entity that's calling the shots for the entire planet. What we have are competing factions, each with their own agenda, going back and forth against each other. And I think the clearest illustration of that, of course, the globalists want the open borders, even though it is contradicted by the people who want the European Union to stay apart. Those two policies are clearly in conflict with each other. And I think if there was a single monolithic entity in control of the Earth, times would actually be kind of smooth and rather dull and boring. The reason for all the conflict is that you have these different disparate groups with their own agendas that are now raising tensions against each other. As far as Europe, obviously Europe's been around a lot longer than the United States, and they have a lot of historical traditions that they're living with. And for that reason, I think it might be valid to say that their local deep state is probably older than our deep state. But whether they're coordinating or not, nobody really knows. But from all the turmoil I'm seeing around the globe, I'm not seeing evidence of any kind of a single global deep state at work. I'm seeing a lot of little deep states at war with each other.
No, I would have to argue that there is maybe not one single that has control yet, but there are several that have been in control for a long time in the Western civilization, Europe and United States, by proxy of Britain. That we're still being controlled by Britain, as a matter of, if you go by the maritime law and the receivership of being Curtis,
maritime law does not apply on the sovereign soil of the United States. Maritime law is jus gentium. It applies to all of the oceans of the world, and all nations agree to abide by it, but that's only for things that happen on the world's oceans. Maritime law does not apply on the sovereign soil.
Mike, we are being controlled by you got a combination of royalty, the British royalty, you've got the Jesuit, you've got the...
Okay, Curtis, I hate to cut you off because we're running out of time here before Claire comes on the show, but you keep coming onto the show and you make all of these statements and you have no support for them. You're just out there saying Britain's royalty controls the United States. Well, not since 1776.
Well, Mike, I suggest that you do a little bit more research before you start limiting your options to what you think is going on out there. Otherwise, all
I have done a lot of research. Curtis, thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing? I just want,
doing
Mike,
okay.
Curtis, you got competing oligarchies in the world. They agree on some stuff. They don't agree on other stuff. But your country's an empire, so, you know, we're not the same country we used to be when George Washington, you know, it's in really bad shape. Let's leave it at that.
It's in horrible shape. Everything that the United States is today is the exact antithesis of what Thomas Jefferson tried to create.
Basically, Curtis, it's like Al Capone. You know, there was other gangster mobsters running different parts of a city, but he was the dominant one. They all would fight and compete with each other. It's like that, but worse.
Yes.
You know.
Until recently, the United States got to be Al Capone, but that seems to be about to change.
Yeah, with nuclear weapons. That's scary. Hey, Mike, I don't know if I heard this from you, but... Either I heard it from you or I read it that China banking sector is bigger than like the West now.
Yes.
Doesn't that tell you something? That says the power has went from the West to the East.
Yes. Not just the banking, the manufacturing, the high technology, the center of the world has shifted over toward Asia and Russia because they make things, they build things. They've got the high-speed bullet trains, and the United States just bankrupted itself building a military to win the last war.
And China's watching it all go by, doing business, while as the EU is falling apart, the United States is in turmoil, it's unstable. Now we got bickering between the United States and the EU. So Iran's in good shape, Mike. They dealt with the sanctions. You know what I mean? Like continue to deal with the Chinese and the Russians. And also remember, they were dealing with Turkey, right? Buying oil for gold, oil for gold, right? I mean, they were doing that. So they can handle the sanctions, Mike. That's not going to, short-term pain is long-term gain. You know,
you're absolutely right there. And again, you've got all these other nations that are saying that they're no longer going to just follow along U.S. sanctions like, you know, happy little sheep, that they have to look after their own economic interests. And this is a result, obviously, of the fact that by going along with U.S. sanctions over the last couple of years, they have caused their own country significant economic damage. And their economies are now fragile. They can't allow any more sanctions-based damage to their own economies, or they're going to fall apart themselves.
Yeah, Trump made a big mistake, and it's going to come back to haunt him. And then, you know, you're France and Germany, they got to make a decision, and they got, like, how long, 90 days?
Something like that. I think the decision, I think they're getting together next Tuesday. To basically work out what they're going to do in the face of the U.S. sanctions against Iran. And I think what they're going to do is come on out and say, we're not going to be part of it. And then, of course, the United States will sanction Europe, and Europe will say, that's okay, you don't have anything we want to buy anyway. And really, I think the fallout from this you know, pulling out of the Iran deal and starting to fling sanctions at every corner of the world, I think it's going to have a domino effect, and we could see the sanctions be the start of the global economic collapse.
And Mike, I want to real quick do a real quick just turnaround, what has nothing to do with what's going on. If you, I know you love animation, you watch animated movies also?
Yes.
Did you see Coco yet?
No, not yet. Because of Claire's back, we can't go to movie theaters. We basically have to wait till it comes on cable. Anyway, Dustin, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We're going to come back and try and fit in another phone call before the Lady Claire shows up. So we'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to try and fit in 2 phone calls before the Lady Claire joins us. We're going to start with Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. What Dustin was saying is absolutely right. You know, Iran will be fine. You know, Boeing may lose out on that $20 billion aircraft deal. It's a lot of cash. The previous caller talking about, like, one world cabal kind of controlling everything, there is a little bit of truth in that within the banking sector, right? You know, you got the IMF, the World Bank. Yeah. So there is.
Well,
you know,
it all goes up to the Bank of International Settlements.
Yeah, in Brussels there. So, you know, which, you know, the European Union or Europe, of course, is one of the oldest.
To say that the United States is still under the control of the British royalty, even Britain isn't really under the control of the British royalty anymore. Then, of course, for him to basically insult me on my own radio show by saying I obviously haven't done enough research because I don't agree with him, that was definitely crossing a line.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe he should start his own talk show. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, probably a good 99% of everything you say is true, and even when you make a mistake, you admit it, and you say, you know, what I said was false and blah, 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 because, you know, everybody's fed false information from time to time.
Yes.
But
yes.
The British monarchy, you know, they, I don't know why that stuff is still alive. They're not royalty. No one's royal. We're all the same. And, you know, maybe one day when we get rid of currency and we can manage to get along with each other, even within our own borders, we can have, you know, this world federation. It's not going to happen for a couple hundred years, in my estimation, assuming we even live past the next 5 or 6. So
yes.
I appreciate you taking my call, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to go to Vivian in Canada. Aloha, Vivian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Mike. I'm sorry to be the one to say this, and I suspect others are thinking the same thing. It's already too late. By the time we become aware of the severity of the problem, it's already out of control. And if we want to see our future, I think we have to look at Palestine over the last 70 years. I know in the decades, starting in the 1920s, the Palestinians were well aware of what the Zionists were doing. There were riots, there was protests, there were and that was met by extreme heavy-duty military action from the British, who finally turned tail and ran. And the British, by the way, was actually the Scottish Highland Regiment that played a huge role in helping to overcome the resistance of the Palestinians. In fact, while they were making their plans, the Zionists that were in Palestine used to go up in airplanes with picnic baskets or children's baskets, and in there they had all the equipment for mapping out the territory below. By now, if we are aware that things are pretty bad under, it's a smokescreen. The chaos that's going on around the world is just a smokescreen for what's happening, just like World War II was a smokescreen for creating Israel. Now, with regard
well,
to China,
no, I would disagree with that, but we don't have time to debate it right now. Vivian, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break. We're going to close the phone lines and get ready for the lovely Lady Claire. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.